Who is it?
It is Douglas. Douglas Holland.
Who's this?
My name is Antonio. How are you today, sir?
Okay.
I'm doing okay. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Definitely?
I'll definitely vote.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
My age?
Yes.
59.
Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race?
My race is white.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not at all motivated. 10, extremely motivated.
10.
You may use 10, okay. Regardless of how you might previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
A strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Which of the following issues are the two most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, immigration and border security, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting our democracy and freedoms, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education.
So
those were the choices.
Right. The government reform one.
Okay.
What was the other one? It was like next to the last one.
Inflation and economy?
That one.
And economy. The first one was lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government?
Yeah, no. The other one, crime.
Crime and violence.
Right. Crime and violence.
Okay.
And then inflation. The other one I gave
economy.
You. Yeah.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Some things I approve and some I don't.
We can say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting worse.
Thinking about race relations in America today, Do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, they're getting worse in America overall.
How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, often, not at all.
Not at all.
And how often would you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, often, not at all.
Not at all.
How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
I'm concerned.
Very concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, sir, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, the opposite, very cold and unfavorable. 50, neither cold nor warm about them, okay? Now, if you have no opinion or you've never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. How would you rate your feelings toward the Republican Party?
No, 100% warm.
What about Cornel West?
I don't know him.
You don't know Cornel West, okay.
No.
What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights? Have you ever heard of
the Leadership Conference?
Yes. On Human and Civil Rights.
I haven't heard of them.
Okay.
So I don't know how they stand.
What about Tim Scott?
Tim Scott? Yep.
Yes.
Like him.
You like him? How would you rate your feelings?
Oh, wait a minute. Tim Scott? Wait a minute.
Tim Scott, yes.
Isn't he like the Republican guy in Georgia?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, to be honest with you. I am required so that we don't influence anybody's responses, not to read anything more than what it is on the record.
So I'm not familiar with enough with him to comment on him then.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
Joe Biden? Oh, cold. Zero.
Zero. The National Rifle Association, or NRA.
100%. Love them.
Okay. Donald Trump.
100%. Love him.
Black Lives Matter.
Oh, zero.
I truly thank you, sir, for your cooperation. We're almost done, okay? Please stay with
okay.
me a couple of more minutes. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Republican, Donald Trump, or Democrat, Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Are you worried? How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very, somewhat, not so worried, not worried at all.
Very worried.
I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Now, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Agree? Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree. Strongly agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
Overall in the country, I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
American democracy is under major threat now. Would you agree with that statement or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
True. Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Gay.
You said lessen?
Lessen, yes. To do more.
Lessen.
To lessen. You know, to make it less. Racial.
To make equality less? Oh, no,
racial,
no, everyone should be equal.
Inequality in society.
No, everyone should be equal, so. Yeah, I think I misunderstood the question when you asked it.
So the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Oh, inequality. Okay, yes, I agree.
Inequality, yes.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. What about gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country? Would you agree or disagree?
I kind of don't have an opinion on that.
So, yeah, okay. What about America is on the path to another civil war?
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Let me read to you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me which one you agree with more. First statement. Some people say America's strength, it's diversity. That we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so they might all contribute to the strength of America. The second statement says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Which of these two would you agree with more?
The first one.
The first one. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
And let me read to you a list of some what some people say are being undermined in our country. Please rate each topic on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 that you think and you agree strongly that is being undermined and or under threat. 5, somewhat, and 0, that you do not agree with it, that it's not being undermined, okay? Now, the first one says, police that treat everyone the same, from 0 to 10. Do you think that's...
0 to 10?
Yes.
Well, where I live, they treat everyone the same.
Okay. It's your opinion.
Right. I think overall they treat everyone the same.
So how would you rate that particular issue? 0, do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined at all. And 10, is strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined. 5, somewhat. You can choose any number from 0 to 10.
So 5. I know some areas are not as good as where we live, so.
The next one says, immigration to this country. Do you think that's being undermined or threatened or not threatened or undermined at all? Or somewhat? From 0 to 10?
It's being undermined somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, so 5?
Yes.
Okay. The right to bear arms.
The right to bear arms. Is it being undermined?
Yes. Is that being undermined?
Yes, I think it is.
So?
Yes.
So how? What would you rate it from 0 to 10? 10? Strongly agree it is being undermined or threatened.
About 8.
8, okay. Equal economic opportunities for all. Is that being undermined or not being undermined?
It's not being undermined.
So from 0 to 10, what would you rate it?
2.
2. Freedom to protest the police or government. Is that being undermined or not being undermined?
That's being undermined.
So from 0 to 10, 10 that you agree is being undermined.
10.
10. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Is that being undermined? Or not? From 0 to 10.
That everyone has equal access?
To voting.
To voting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that being undermined or not?
Yes.
And from 0 to 10, what would you give it?
7.
What about a commitment to Christian ideals?
Oh, that's being undermined.
From 0 to 10?
Nine.
Now, let me read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate them from 0 to 10. 10, that you agree with the statement. 5, somewhat. And 0, you do not agree with the statement. over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for us, for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree?
I agree. So
would that be from 0 to 10? 10 is strongly agree?
10, yeah.
The next statement says, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our voters matter today more than ever. So our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do you agree or disagree?
Ten.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0, not all motivated. 10, extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Thank you, sir. We only have a few last questions, and these are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
The last year, 12th grade.
Okay, so you're a high school graduate.
Yes.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat conservative, very conservative, or moderate?
Very conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever? Or never?
Several times a year.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Kind of suburban now.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. We are done with the survey. Thank you very much.
Okay, and who's this survey through?
Well, the survey company is National Opinion Surveys. Who is giving out the survey, we don't know. And the reason being is so that we do not influence your answers.
Right. I get it. Yeah, good. Well, I always say, well, they didn't ask me on that survey. Well, now they did. I can't say that.
Thank you very much.
So, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.